Here is KDSN's State House District 12 Forum. Participating with us today is the incumbent Republican candidate, Brian Best. KDSN's attempts to reach out for participation in the forum with Democratic nominee Sam Moore and Libertarian candidate Blake Johannes were unsuccessful. KDSN will try at a later date to be able to introduce both candidates to our listeners. However, for this forum, the only participant for that race is the incumbent, Brian Best. And in 90 seconds, could you give us an introduction, some open comments, tell us about yourself, why you're running, and why, come November 3rd, voters should vote for you?
Okay, yeah, Tanner, thank you for having me. I appreciate this. To give you a little background, I grew up on a farm southeast of Glidden, 2 miles south, 2 miles east. I had one older sister and two older brothers. My father was a farmer, and so my main thing was baling hay. As a young man, I took up custom baling, and that's when we had the old square bales. We'd put them on a rack, and that was a great, rewarding experience. I enjoyed it. In 1978, I graduated from Glidden-Ralston High School and moved on to Buena Vista and finished my four-year degree at the University of Northern Iowa. I lived in Kansas City, Des Moines, and Spencer, and then moved back to Glidden in 1990. The reason I moved back was Kansas City was, I felt like, it was too big of a place to raise kids, and we were just had our first daughter, and we decided, hey, we're going to move back, and we moved back to Iowa, then still missed Glidden, so we ended up back in Glidden. I have a business in Carroll, my wife Sharon and I. We have a place called Western Iowa Sleep where we do sleep studies. And so that's a great, rewarding experience also. I love my job, and I love my my job at the State House also. We have four daughters, Chelsea, Haley, and Lori, and Amy. And so the reason I'm seeking re-election basically is I just want to help rural Iowa.
All right, so this question comes from KDSN. And it's a 60-second question. It's just an assessment. Do you find our public school system to be adequately funded here in Iowa?
I think over the broad brush, I think we're doing pretty well. Last year, we spent approximately $100. Or excuse me, we increased by $100 million what the state puts into K through 12 education. Even after the COVID crisis, we kept our promise, and we followed through with the amount that we had promised K through 12, where a lot of other parts of government had to take a freeze once we knew that we were going to be hit by the COVID virus and what it did to us economically. So I think we're doing the very best we can to help public education in the state of Iowa.
Now this next question, it comes from the Denison Bulletin and Review. It's a 30-second question. And it's, would you address or support mental health funding in the next legislative session? And if so, how would you propose to give more state assistance to mental health?
Well, there's two options out there right now. One is the governor's, what she's trying to do is raise the sales tax by one penny. And what that would do is it would throw a lot of money into the mental health issue and also relieve a little bit of the money that we spend as taxpayers at the local level. So that's one option. The other option is just to find dollars out of the general fund, and I'm all for that. I think that might be the best way to go. But the fact is we need to do something about mental health. It's a huge crisis we have.
Now this following question comes from the La Prensa Spanish language newspaper, and it's scientists have said that a vaccine may not be available before the end of this year. How will you help to implement the CDC guidelines that have become very politicized, and what efforts would you make to protect our essential workers and vulnerable population? This is a 60-second question.
Okay. First of all, I realize, and I think that we have it in the right priority. First-line healthcare workers and the vulnerable, the elderly and the vulnerable are the ones that we really have to be careful to take care of. I know that when this whole thing happened with the COVID, we had some problems in the packing plants and around the state of Iowa, and I think that those issues have been, as far as I know, those issues have been taken care of. Things are better now than they were back then, but I believe that the governor is on the right track. We have to do the best we can to keep people safe, at the same time keep our economy going. So it's a very fine line, but I'm happy with where we're at right now.
Now, this is a 30-second question from the Manila Times and West Side Observer. How do you plan to give your rural district here in western Iowa equal footing with the more urban districts?
Well, I think that the things that we're doing right now, and we need to keep this going, is the broadband. And we're doing a lot of things to bring broadband to rural Iowa. That will help rural Iowa greatly. We're coming to a point in this country where you can do a lot of work out of your own home, and so if we have that availability for broadband in our rural areas, that'll help greatly. Also, very important to keep community colleges funded. We hate to see kids going from Iowa to Nebraska to a community college because of the cost here in Iowa. So we have to be very competitive on that and keep our community colleges going.
And then this question is from KDSN. And it is, a lot of people believe Second Amendment rights and laws are at stake this election. How do you feel about legislation regarding firearms in Iowa?
Well, I would not favor any law that would take any of our current 2A rights away from us. Coincidentally, as I'm saying this, Mike Bloomberg is trying to switch the Iowa House from Republican to Democrat, and I don't want to be politicizing here, but what's going on there is he's spending like maybe $100 million, I believe is what the final number was, to run against anybody who would be in favor of Second Amendment rights. And so I think we have to be careful. When you start taking things away, like people's guns, you're also going to take other property away also. So it's more than just that. It has to do with our way of life. And so I wouldn't favor anything that would take those rights away.
So now, could you offer us some closing statements and in 60 seconds summarize why voters should choose you?
Yeah, thank you for that. I have 6 years of experience in the Iowa House. I've worked my way up. The first couple years is always pretty tough as far as having any real leverage down there. And so after 6 years, I feel like I do have some leverage. There's things that I can do to help the state of Iowa for sure, and help us in the rural areas. Rural Iowa is facing challenges, no doubt about that. And so I'm just glad to be running. I am always pro-business, pro-Second Amendment, and pro-life. And unapologetically, that's where I stand. So I really would appreciate your vote.
Thank you, Representative Best, for participating, and best of luck come November 3rd.